discuss, since we began Hilchos Shabbos, is mostly interrelationships between Jews and non-Jews. Talking about if you have a business or a worker who's non-Jewish, so what's the story with Shabbos? So we began this before Hanukkah, but it's been a while. So in Reish Me'vav, the Mechaber says as follows, Mutar l'hashul l'haskir kelav leinu Yehudi, af al pi shehu osa bahem melacha b'Shabbos. You're allowed to rent and lend, right? Whether it's for payment or not for payment, an object to a non-Jew, even though he will be using that object on Shabbos. Now again, think about, well, when are you lending it? You're lending it like a week before, a second before Shabbos, so we'll see. So, but you're allowed to do that. Why? Because as I mentioned before, Hanukkah, we go like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says we're not obligated to make sure that our objects do not do work on Shabbos. Again, on depending on what your minhag is, your Kiddush on Shabbos morning, we talk about our animals are not allowed to work. But the question is, how about an object that I own? How about that? So that you're allowed to have do malach, even though it's your object, you are allowed to rent it, lend it to a non-Jew. V'yesh omer, some say, now the Mishnah Berurah says this, not some say, everybody agrees to this, the kelim she'asuyim bahem malacha, that if it's an object, would the object that you want to lend or rent to the non-Jew is an object which is used to do a malacha. What does that mean? Kigom. For example, machareisha, you want to lend or rent to the non-Jew your plow. No, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. It's one of the avos malachos. So again, he wants to borrow my plow. He wants to rent my plow for Shabbos. He knows I'm not going to be using it. So he wants to, uchiyotza is there, or anything like this. So anything like, we hold, also next page, also la'haskir le'inu v'yishudi be'er Shabbos. So you would not be allowed to lend that on Friday, us. Now we're getting a little clearer picture. So you would not be allowed to lend that or rent it on Friday to a non-Jew. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because since you're giving to him right before Shabbos and he's working with it on Shabbos, looks like people notice your plow. Plows aren't that common. So people will think, erroneously, but they'll think that he's working for you, because he's using your object. So therefore, you'll not be allowed to do that on Friday. But, but let's say I rented him my plow on Thursday. Then, mutar l'haskir lo, that I would be allowed to do. Why? Because then, he has it for 2 days, he has it 3 days, so everybody knows, he went to Summer's Rent-A-Plow or something, whatever. So the issue of the suspicion would not be there. But even in that case, so you'd be allowed to lend anything or rent anything to a non-Jew on Thursday, even if it's an implement which is used for real malacha. Again, you're lending it to him, but you could not take the rental for the money rental, the payment for Shabbos. So in other words, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and he's going to pay me like you rent a car. So it's $10 a day, whatever it is. So here's the payment for Thursday, here's for Friday, here's for Shabbos. So he's paying me for Shabbos. So I would not be allowed to do that. Ela b'havlo. The only way you could do that is get payment for Shabbos. Even though you lent it to him. Again, it's an object which is used for real malacha. But I lent it to him way before Shabbos, let's say on Thursday. So I have to tell him Shabbos is a free day for you. You can use it in the only way I could do it is only if I took a b'havlo. If you remember, havlo means it's swallowed up. Kigon, for example, what does that mean? Shiasker lo chodesh. I rent him the plow for a month, olashur, or a week. So I say, for a week, it's $70. So then the payment of Shabbos is swallowed up on the other days. So then I'd be able to take it. L'hashalo, how about to lend it? to lend such an object. Mutar afil be'er Shabbos. So Mechaber says that would be okay even on Erev Shabbos. Why aren't we scared that somebody will say, "Oh, it's summer's plow"? Answer is no, because the Mishnah Berurah says the idea is that since people hear or know or whatever, that I'm not making any money on it, so they're not going to say that, "Oh, it's he's doing it for you, he's doing it for the Jew." Because the Jew's not getting anything, he just lent it to him. The Rama says, "V'chein yikar kusva achrona." We go this way. Umuter lahasho lo be'erev Shabbos. So therefore, you're allowed to lend something. And again, rental is different. La'tar afal gav shemas nashenu yehudi yaxer v'yasher lo. And you're allowed to lend somebody, a non-Jew, something on Erev Shabbos, even though, let's make the case a little more complicated. I'm lending my plow to, I'm lending it to him. He's not paying me. I'm lending to him on Friday. Good, I'm lending it. He's not going to pay me. But I tell him, I make a stipulation, I make a condition, that I'm telling the guy, you know what, but you lend me back your car. Or whatever. So then we would say that maybe that's like rental. Why? Because I'm going to get payback, not monetarily, but I'm going to get something back. He's going to lend me something that I need, my hedge trimmer, I don't know, whatever, or whatever, right? A lawnmower, right? Whatever. So you got my plow, I'll get your lawnmower. So then you'd say, oh, that's like rental. That's what you might think. So the Rama says, no, we don't say that. We don't say that. Since it's not the way of skirus, it's not the way of renting. You know, again, normally when you rent something, it's a straight rental. So therefore, there's no problem. So again, the issue is renting. Renting is an issue, again, if it's an object which Malacha has done. Mishnah Berurah explained, I should have said this before. But let's say if you're you're renting out something that Malacha has not done with it, like a garment. Right, you know, nobody does malacha with a garment, right? He wants to borrow your suit. You have a nice suit, or he wants to, I don't know, you know, something like that that you don't do malacha with. Mishnah Berurah says, like, if again, we're leaving kashrus issues aside. Let's say if it's a pot would be a problem. That would be like a plow. But again, a garment wouldn't be a problem. So let's say if you either A, want to lend him on Friday something that malacha is not done with it, for example, like a suit, or you want to lend it to him without any payment, so then that would be okay. That's not a problem. The issue is renting. By renting, that's an issue because since I'm getting payment, it's like he's doing work for me. So therefore, what's the answer? The answer is do a bahavla, do it for a longer than a one-day rental. Do it on Thursday. Then he could rent it, but then even if on Thursday you couldn't get Schar Shabbos, how do you take care of that issue? Havla, that would be the answer. Okay?